privilege to worship with you this morning.
感谢主，我们有这样的机会跟大家一同来敬拜主。
I think it's fine. Okay. To listen to us sing. Okay. There we are. To listen to us this morning sing, I'd rather have Jesus than everything.
今天早上听到这样的歌，我宁愿要耶稣胜过一切。
The world can never offer to us anything greater than to know that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我想没有比这个给我们更好的，就是我们与基督的关系有这样一层。
The last day of March, I had the privilege of joining many people who attended downtown at the Capitol when we prayed for our country and for especially the people of California.
三月最后一天，有幸与其他弟兄姊妹一同在Sacramento 的 downtown 一同为美国这个国家来祷告。
I have a question to ask you this morning, but you need not answer out loud. Have you heard God speak to you personally?
我想今天早上问大家一个问题，大家不用来说出来这个答案，就是你有没有听到神对你说话？
There is no question that God answers our prayer and speaks to us through His Bible.
没有疑问的，神会回应回答我们的祷告，并且通过他的话，圣经来对我们讲话。
I confess to you this morning, I've never heard God say, Jay, listen to me, this is God speaking to you.
我很诚实地告诉大家，我从来没有这样的一个经历，神对我说 Jay, 听着，这是我这么对你讲话。
But I do admit over the years, I've heard his still voice speak often.
但是我应该要这样说，在这些年间，我也常常能够听到主对我那么很安静地对我来讲话。
And certainly this morning, that's what we want to address, what the Bible has to say about God speaking to us.
我想今天早晨我们一同要来关注这样一个主题，就是神如何借着他的话来，甚至神的道来对我们讲话。
The question is important, how to respond when God speaks.
这是一个重要的问题，就是当神对我们讲话的时候，我们当如何回应。
When God spoke to Moses and others in the Old Testament, those were encounters with God.
当神在圣经中向对摩西以及对其他的人讲话的时候，这是神与人相遇。
An encounter with Jesus was an encounter with God for his disciples as well.
并且我们的主也与人与他的门徒相遇。
In the same way, an encounter with the Holy Spirit is an encounter with God for you.
对我们来说，与神的灵相遇就是与神相遇。
The Bible tells us now that the Holy Spirit is given.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵已经赐下。
He is the one who will guide you into all truth and teach you all things.
我们的神的灵圣灵，他带我们进入一切的真理，并且一切的事上指导我们。
You understand spiritual truth because the Holy Spirit is working in your life.
为什么我们能够明白真理？因为神的灵在我们的生命中运作。
You cannot understand the Word of God unless the Spirit of God teaches you.
除非圣灵来教导我们，不然的话，我们没法明白神的话。
When you come to the Word of God, the author himself is present to instruct you.
当我们来读神的话的时候，这神的话的作者，他在那个时候就与我们同在，并来指导我们。
You never discover truth. Truth is revealed.
除非神将他的真道向我们启示，我们永远没有可能来自己明白神的真道。
Let me repeat that because it's very important for.
我想我再要重复一遍，因为这句实在重要。
You never discover truth. Truth is revealed.
除非神将他的真道向我们启示打开，不然我们没有办法自己来挖掘发现，来搞明白神的话。
This is important for all of us to get this morning.
我想今天早晨这一点对我们来说，我们特别重要。
When the Holy Spirit reveals truth to you,
当圣灵向我们启示真理的时候，
He is not leading you to an encounter with God.
他不光让我们来与神来相遇。
That is an encounter with God.
他圣灵跟我们相遇的时候，就是神与我们相遇。
So what should I do when I hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit?
所以当我们听到圣灵对我们有微小的声音的时候，该如何做呢？
First, I suggest to you this morning that we immediately respond to His leading.
我想今天我给大家一个建议，就是当我们听见圣灵微小的时候，我们应该立即的回应。
When God spoke to Moses, what Moses did next was very crucial.
当神对摩西讲话的时候，摩西接下来要做什么，这非常的要紧。
After Jesus spoke to the disciples, what they did was crucial.
当主耶稣对他的门徒说话，他们接下来要做的反应都是非常的关键和要紧。
What you do next after the Spirit of God speaks to you through His Word is crucial.
当神的灵将神的话来对我们来讲明的时候，我们接下来的反应怎么做，这实在非常的要紧。
Our problem is that when the Holy Spirit, God speaks to us,
我们的问题是当圣灵、神的灵对我们讲话了，
We often go into a long discussion with him questioning the rightness of his directions.
我们呢一般的反应呢会有这样的疑问跟神来讨论这个对还是错这个方向到底是不是神要我们做的。
Moses went into a long discussion with God.
摩西也曾经跟神有这样的长的这个讨论。
And it limited him the rest of his life.
但是因此就限制了摩西的余生。
Because of his objections, God gave Aaron to be a spokesperson for Moses.
因为摩西的拒绝神对他的呼召，拒绝完全的接受神对他的呼召，所以神把说话的那一职分就给了亚伦。
Moses had to speak to the people through his brother Aaron.
所以摩西就不得不通过亚伦才跟神的子民讲话。
Aaron was the one who made the golden calf for the rebellious people.
我们知道亚伦他呢为帮以色列人呢他制造了一个金牛犊。
Aaron together with Miriam led a challenge to Moses' leadership.
并且呢亚伦呢与他的姐姐呢米利暗呢一同挑战神赐给摩西的这样的领袖的权柄。
Moses paid a high price for arguing with God.
因此我们可以看到当摩西他不能马上把神的话接过来，他要跟神要一些理论，最后带来了一个非常严重的不幸的结果。
I challenge you this morning to review what you sense God has been saying to you on a regular basis.
我想早上我要挑战大家，我们如何的来在平常的中间我们来接受神对我们的启示。
If God speaks and you hear but do not respond.
如果神在这里他跟我们讲话了，如果我们不回应，
A time can come when you will not hear his voice.
那样的话，那么就会有一天我们就听不到神讲话了。
The Bible tells us that disobedience can lead to a famine.
圣经告诉我们，我们的悖逆最后可能造成饥荒。
A famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
是指听神话语的那样一个属灵的饥荒。
When Samuel was a young boy, God began to speak to him.
当撒母耳还非常年幼的时候，神开始对他讲话。
The scriptures tell us that Samuel grew.
圣经告诉我们，撒母耳渐渐长大。
And the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall on the ground.
神与他同在，并且没有一句话像他说的落空。
Be like Samuel.
像撒母耳那样。
Don't let a single word from the Lord fail to bring adjustments in your life.
不要让神对我们说的哪怕是一句话在我们的生命中落空。
Then God will do in you and through you everything he says to you.
然后神就会按照他对我们说的每一句话在我们的身上做工。
I was blessed again to hear you read the scripture this morning.
我感到非常是蒙福，今天能够听到大家一同来念主的话。
The scripture gives us some insight to what the word is for us.
我想这段的话给了我们一些的启迪，神的话，神的道，对我们来说到底是怎么回事？
I believe when we all are in heaven, we're going to gather around the throne of God and we're going to listen to the scriptures as they're read to us.
我想当我们在天上的时候，我们围绕着神的宝座，我们可以一同来听神的话。
Our passage this morning is a parable of the sower and the seeds.
今天早晨我们读的那一段话是关于撒种的比喻。
The seed that fell on good soil represented those who heard the word of God.
当落在好土上，这个比方是指我们听到了神的话。
They retained it and they produced fruit.
把这个话能够来接受了，并且能够结出果子来。
Jesus was simply saying, therefore, take heed how you hear.
所以主耶稣要我们谨慎，我们要能够听见神的话。
For whoever has, to him more will be given.
如果我们得到了，神给我们会更多。
And whoever does not have, even he seems to have, will be taken from him.
如果不然的话，那我们已有的也会被夺走。
If you hear the word of God and do not apply it,
如果我们听到了主的话，不去应用的话，
you will not produce fruit in your life.
在我们的生命中就不会结果子。
The Bible says, even what you think you have will be taken away from you.
如果那样的话，圣经告诉我们，你已经有的，你觉得你已经有的，都会失去。
Be careful how you listen to God.
我们要很认真来对待我们听见的神的话。
Make up your mind now that the Spirit of God will speak to you.
我们要有这样的一个领会，这样的一个心智，神他确实要对我们说话。
And when he does, you're going to do what he says. The second thing I would draw to your attention this morning is God speaks with a purpose.
第二件我想引起大家关注的是神说话都是有目的的。
Oftentimes when we read the Bible or we're praying, we're looking for some devotional thought to make us feel good all day.
有的时候我们读圣经的话，有的时候我们感到，当我们向神祷告的时候，我们也向神有这样的一个愿意摆上的心，愿意神在我们身上做些什么。
If you want the God of the universe to speak to you,
当我们有这样的心愿，在宇宙中的宇宙的主宰这位神要对我们说话。
You need to be ready for him to reveal to you what he is doing where you are.
我们应该要预备好神来向我们启示，他要做什么，并且我们现在是如何的光景。
In the scriptures, God is not often seen coming and speaking to people just for conversation's sake.
我想我们在圣经中好像神也不是那样的常常的，就像我们平时谈话那种方式来对我们讲话。
The Bible tells us that he's always up to something.
神告诉我们，他好像总是带着一个目的。
When God speaks to you through the Bible, prayer circumstances, the church, or in some other way,
我想当神对我们个人也好，对教会来讲话的时候，都是按照一定的情形。
He has a purpose in mind for you.
他在神的心思中对我们是有个目的。
When God spoke to Abram,
当神对亚伯兰讲话的时候，
What was God about to do?
神到底要做什么呢？
The Bible tells us he was about to build a nation.
神告诉我们神要建立一个国度。
Notice the timing of God.
我们能够来注意到神说话的那个时机。
Why did God speak to Abram when he did?
为什么神在那个时候神要对亚伯拉罕说这些？
Because it was then that God wanted to start to build a nation.
因为神在这时候要，他有一个心愿要建一个国，所以在那个时候他对亚伯拉罕这样说了。
I find it interesting, the moment that Abram knew what God was about to do,
我觉得有一件事很有意思，就是当亚伯拉罕他知道神接下来所正要做的事的时候，
He had to make adjustments in his life to God.
他必须在他的生命中做一个调整。
He had to follow immediately what God said.
And
I want to remind you today, God always speaks at the right time.
我想今天愿意提醒大家，神总是在对的时候向我们讲话。
The moment that God speaks to you, that very moment, God wants you to respond.
神他总是选择最好的机会，最准确的时候对我们讲话，所以那个时候我们就一定得反应。
Some of us assume that we have the next few months to think about it and to try to decide whether this is really God's timing.
很多时候我们听到了主的话之后，我们还会甚至花几个月的时候在犹豫，神是不是这是正好我们要听到神的话，并且回应的，这是一个好时机呢？
This became very personal to me just the other day.
我想这对我来说，实际实在是很个人性的。
There's a neighbor in my neighborhood that I have not seen in several weeks.
那个时候呢，我的邻居呢，我已经好几个星期没有碰到他了。
And I asked others of the neighborhood if they had seen our neighbor.
那么我就问其他的邻居，是不是他们见到了那一位邻居？
And the response was that they had not seen him either.
他们告诉我，他们也没见到他。
So God kept pushing me while I was around the house that I needed to go next door and knock on the door.
所以那个时候呢，神就给了我里面呢有一个催促呢，我应该要去敲这位邻居的门。
I went and knocked on the door only to discover that my friend had had open heart surgery.
那么当我敲开了门的时候呢，我知道我的朋友呢，他是接受了一个心脏的手术。
In the next hour, we had the opportunity of talking and just being an encouragement to him.
那么在接下来的一个小时呢，我们就一同来交通，并且给他一些鼓励。
I could have very easily just said, well, there'll be another day.
当神对我这么讲话的时候，我也许我可以说，哎，神啊，那明天也可以。
I simply suggest to you, brothers and sisters, this morning, the moment God speaks to you is His timing.
我想今天很简单的提醒大家，当神对我们讲话的时候，总是他的那个时间，最好的时间。
That is why He chooses to speak when He does.
那是就是为什么他一定要选择在那一个时刻跟我们讲话。
He speaks to His servants when He is ready to move.
当神要来做工的时候，这个时候他就来对他的仆人讲话。
Otherwise, He would not speak.
不然的话，他就不需要在那个时候对人讲话。
As God comes into the mainstream of your life,
当神进到我们生命中的时候，
the timing of your response is crucial.
我们在什么时候来做反应，这非常的关键。
When God speaks to you, you need to believe and trust God.
当神对我们说话的时候，我们要相信，要能够信得过他。
How long was it from the time that He spoke to Abram that Isaac, the child of promise, was born?
当神对亚伯拉罕说话的多长呢？最后，神说你的儿子以撒要出生。
It was 25 years.
25年。
Why did God wait 25 years?
为什么神要等25年呢?
It took God 25 years to make a father suitable for Isaac.
为了神花25年的时间来预备以撒的父亲预备好。
God was concerned not so much about Abram, but about a nation.
因为对神来说，最关注的还不是亚伯兰，乃是神的国。
The quality of the father will affect the quality of all of the generations that follow.
因为这个多国之父亚伯兰，他的光景影响到这个国的子子孙孙。
As goes the father, so goes the next several generations.
当神把这些向他那些这个国的后代们显明的时候，
God took time to build Abram into a man of character.
神把这一位他们多国之父这位亚伯拉罕把他塑造成神所要的性格。
Abram had to begin to adjust his life to God's ways immediately.
当神对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，亚伯兰必须立即的回应，来在生命中做调整。
He could not wait until Isaac was born.
他不能等到以撒出生的时候才这么干。
And then tried to become the father God wanted him to be.
然后才开始说我要努力来做一个神所要我做的这个多国之父。
I remind you, brothers and sisters, God's timing is perfect.
我想愿意提醒大家, 神的时间, 神的时机都是最完美的。
It may be sitting here in worship that God speaks to you quietly.
也许当我们坐在这里, 我们敬拜神的时候, 诶, 神就对我们悄悄说话了。
It might be at your home. It might be sitting out in the yard.
也许是在你家里的时候, 甚至你在院子里坐着的时候, 神对你讲话。
It could be at an office.
也可能在你的办公室。
Whatever the circumstance, when God speaks, we need to respond.
不管在怎么的环境之下, 只要神对我们讲话了, 我们就应该立即回应。
Let me summarize what I have said to you this morning.
我想我把今天早晨要对大家说的话总结一下。
God speaks when He has a purpose in mind for your life.
神对我们说话是因为他对我们的生命有一个目的。
We are so given to quick responses that we abandon the word from God before He has a chance to develop our character.
我们应该立即的回应，好让神在我们的身上所要塑造的能够完成。
The time He speaks is the time that you need to begin to respond to Him.
神对我们说话的那个时刻，就是我们应该回应的时刻。
When God speaks to you,
当神对我们说了话,
you must respond immediately by adjusting your life to Him.
我们应该立即的回应, 怎么回应呢? 就是在我们的生命中做调整。
To His purpose and to His ways.
来符合他的目的以及他的方式。
The moment that God speaks is God's timing.
神对我们说话的那个时刻就是他的时间。
So we began this morning with the question, does God speak?
所以今天早晨我们以这样的问题开始, 神对我们讲话吗?
We've answered that question that indeed He does.
我们有了答案, 神确实对我们讲话。
And what is important for us is how do we respond when He speaks?
对我们来说, 重要的不是刚才那个问题, 重要的是我们如何立刻的来回应神的讲话。
When I went away to college, my parents gave me a Bible, which is quite worn. I can't even use it anymore because it's been so used.
当我去读大学的时候, 我的父母给了我一本圣经, 这本圣经已经非常的旧了, 磨损得很厉害, 几乎已经不太能用。
In the front of the Bible, Mom and Dad wrote this little message to me.
在圣经的前面, 父母写了这样的一段话。
The message was simple. This book will keep you from sin.
这一句话很简单, 就是这一本书可以防止我们犯罪。
But sin will keep you from this book.
但是罪可以使我们离开这本书。
Listen as God speaks.
当神对我们说话的时候, 要听啊。
May I challenge you this morning to a new beginning these next few days and months?
好不好,我早晨愿意给大家一个挑战, 愿意今天是成为我们一个在接下去几天甚至几个月中的一个新的起头。
Maybe some of you are already doing this, but my challenge would be that every one of us would spend at least 7 minutes a day in God's Word.
我想也许我们中一些弟兄姊妹已经有这样的习惯, 但是我愿意仍然鼓励大家能不能每天花7分钟的时间读神的话。
I'm reminded that there could be a lot of excuses for not doing this.
我想有很多人都会有很多的借口说哎呀这个好像做不到。
But I guarantee, brothers and sisters, as I look at you, every one of us wastes 7 minutes every day somehow.
但是当我看着弟兄姊妹的时候，我想有一点是肯定的，每一天你一定至少浪费掉了七分钟的时间。
So rather than wasting 7 minutes,
与其浪费七分钟。
Why don't we begin to use that 7 minutes to read God's Word, to pray, and to listen to Him speak to us?
何不花这七分钟来读主的话,并且向他祷告,听到他对我们里面说话?
I guarantee you, if you begin to do that, that God will bless you beyond every measure.
我有一点可以肯定的，可以保证的，就是当我们愿意这样来做的时候，神的祝福一定超过我们所求所想。
50 years ago, I challenged a congregation much like I'm challenging you to do the very same.
50年前我也是类似的，一点都不少的，来对会众们，对一处的会众提出这样的挑战。
Last week, I received an email from a young man.
上一个星期我收到了一位年轻人发来的电子邮件。
Who was in that service that Sunday that I challenged that congregation to 7 minutes with God?
50 年前。那他呢就是在当初也是在这个会众里的一员。
He said that he accepted the challenge on that Sunday.
那一个主日他接受了这一挑战。
And that he has not failed.
他没有失败。
In spending 7 minutes a day with God.
每天花7分钟的时间给主。
Since that time.
从那一刻之后。
He now is ready to retire.
现在当初是年轻人，现在他已经要退休了。
And he said, God has blessed him beyond all measures.
他说神的这些年，因着他这样，神这些年所给他的祝福是没有办法数算的。
Because he was willing to spend 7 minutes a day with God.
因为他愿意每天花7分钟时间给主。
Reading God's word, praying.
读主的话祷告。
And giving thanks to God.
并且向神感恩。
When we do that, we will hear God speak to us.
当我们这样来做的时候，我们就能听见主对我们讲话。
Amen.
Amen.